And more than half of Australian adults received at least one unwanted Christmas gift last year. I did mention that a little bit earlier. Eleni Gavalis from Gumtree sat down with me yesterday after Gumtree released its Gumtree Unwanted Gifts Report. And she began by telling me a little about the findings of the Gumtree Unwanted Gifts Report.
This year's Unwanted Gifts Report, undertaken by Gumtree, found that 53% of Australian adults received at least one unwanted Christmas gift. This equates to $572 million of unwanted Christmas spending. We know from that collectively there were over 19 million gifts received last year, and that number's actually up 8% from previous years. We also know that 2 million Aussies are putting their unwanted gifts to good use and actually making some much needed cash by selling through the secondhand economy. Those who sold their unwanted gifts were actually able to make an average of $81 back, with 18% actually making over $100 back.
I'll tell you what, $81 or $100 coming back from a gift, I wouldn't mind a little bit of that. But why do you think, and this is a question that I've often got, particularly when it comes to my dad, he is horrible to try and buy for. Why do you think it's so difficult to find the perfect gift?
So there's a few reasons why a lot of people receive an unwanted gift. Our research uncovered that 4 in 10 Australians said that they simply didn't know the recipient's individual style, whilst a third said that they had limited budget or didn't want to spend the cash. Our research also showed that re-gifting was also a growing trend in Australia, with almost 2 million Aussies saying that they had re-gifted something that they had been given without even thinking about what that person really wanted.
I don't know whether I'd go so far as to just automatically re-gift something to someone without giving it a second thought, but what advice would you have for someone who has received an unwanted gift?
So whilst you might feel guilty for not liking what you found under the Christmas tree, we want to encourage Aussies to make themselves feel a little better by putting that item to good use and consider selling it within the second-hand economy. Gumtree actually sees a surge in people on site between Boxing Day and into January, so it's really a great time to consider selling those unwanted items and try and recoup the cost of Christmas. If you do consider listing your items, you know, make sure you take plenty of pictures, include a thorough description, and also specify if that item is new and still in its original packaging, as this will really increase your chances of selling.
So basically keeping things in mint condition, I think that's reasonable advice to follow. But why do you find that more people are selling their unwanted gifts rather than, as you say, re-gifting them or even donating them to charity?
For half of Aussies who sell their unwanted gifts, we know some of the main drivers include wanting to start the new year with some extra cash, wanting to buy themselves something that they really wanted at Christmas but didn't receive, or because they're embracing conscious living and sustainability. We know that many Aussies really care about reducing their environmental impact, and taking part in the second-hand economy, where unwanted items have the chance of having a second life, is actually a really great way to do so.
And just finally, Eleni, where can people go for a little bit more information on selling their unwanted gifts?
We really want to encourage Aussies to jump onto Gumtree. You can do that via the desktop or the app. And yeah, consider selling those unwanted gifts you may have received at Christmas and make some extra cash.